Day 3. Open and Closed. 'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe.
We were talking last time about content words and function words, and—
Sorry to interrupt, Marta, but actually one function word, the, and very few content words.
Right, Patrick, but we had to start somewhere. So now let's expand a bit. Take a look here at Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky poem, Patrick. What do you notice right away, even sort of jumps out at you?
The strange words, I guess. Brillig, gimble, mimsy, and so on. What an imagination!
Yes. Now take the first line and try substituting familiar words for the made-up Jabberwocky words.
Oh, let's see. 'Twas bracing, and the puffy clouds.
Not bad. Go on.
Did swoop and swirl in the wind.
All right. Might as well finish it now.
Okay. All fussy were the turtle doves and the footpaths. Oh, outgrew.
Outgrew, eh? Well, anyway, Mr. Carroll would have been amazed.
Yeah, sure. But why are you making me do this?
You'll see. Again, what are the two kinds of words we noted in the last session?
Content words and function words.
And which of the two figured in the substitutions you just made for the Jabberwocky words?
Well, content words, I guess.
What kind of content words? I mean, what part of speech?
Let's see. I'm guessing nouns, clouds, wind, turtle doves, foot, paths, verbs, swoop, swirl, outgrew, adjectives, bracing, puffy, fussy.
Of course. These are just the content words that you just happened to pick out of possibly millions. And if you leave them out, what's left?
Okay. 'Twas, and the, did, and, in the, all, were the, and the.
What have you got now? Could these have been turned into Jabberwocky?
Hard to imagine.
Why?
Because we don't have whole bunches of words like was or were, like and, like the, did, all.
Words hardly anybody has to look up in the dictionary.
Yeah. Oh, function words.
Yep. Think of it. Along with the, you have a, an, and this, that, or these, those, maybe, some, many. But that's about it. Likewise, for and, all, was, were, and so on.
So, zillions of substitutions for content words, but hardly anything for function words?
Well, I don't know about zillions, Patrick, but you get the idea. Nouns, verbs, and adjectives are an open class of words. New words get added all the time, and you can even make up your own, as Lewis Carroll did. And function words?
Closed class, obviously.
Obviously.